Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yeah, go ahead. Feel free. Feel free. If you ever meet anybody in show business that turns down applause, they're not actually in show business. Nice to see everybody out here for the Lyle Eyes to the Skies Festival. And Andre Darles is here, Mary's here, and Dave's here, and Samber's taking care of things, and Adam's got the buttons going, and Decker is taking care of pictures and video. My brother's in town.
Yeah.
My brother Mickey, my hero in life, is here. Right now he's wandering around asking for free things.
No, you know what he did? You know, the first thing when he comes and says hi to everybody, he says, you want some coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to get some coffee. And
going, he's waiting on everybody.
Get us some warm donuts. He's the best.
Donuts. Yeah. Mm. Donuts. What are you, Homer Simpson?
Yeah.
One of the reasons we're here, of course, is because these Hometown Voices Tour are sponsored by our friends at Allstate, who, of course, we're in the Allstate Showcase Studio most days. And I want to take a minute here to recognize and say hi to Imbrilli. I mean, she's got a lot going on. She doesn't need to be here. Right? I mean, it's her 10th anniversary.
Right.
She's got stuff happening. Mary sure is here. Mary, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And 10 years.
10 years.
All right,
10 years as an agent.
So 20 years in the corporate office, at what point through the 20 years do you decide I'm going to go out and start the business myself?
Well, I actually worked about 16 years in corporate,
okay.
And then I started my own consulting firm. And I have one client, Allstate, and I did that for about 6 years. And one of my projects was to help agents grow their business, and I thought, oh, I can do this.
Right.
And
but it's a big deal starting your own
business. Yeah, and it was, so 2006, 2007, it was sort of boom times in the economy.
Right,
and then,
sure. I remember.
Eight,
so does half of my 401k.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Then 8 hit us by surprise hard. But it's been great. It really, it's a very interesting transition to go from corporate to having your own thing. I always felt very well prepared.
You know, they say when you start a new business, the first year is the toughest. Is that true in the insurance business?
Definitely, maybe the first three were really
okay.
tough.
All right.
Yeah.
And over that course of time, we talked about it too, the word of mouth thing. You take care of one customer, they tell another. Is that the best way you guys spread your name?
By far, yeah. I get probably half my business from referrals. So we do a good job with our customers, and it pays off in dividends.
All right, so educate us. What should you use your insurance agent for? Because people go, I send a check-in. But what can we take advantage of you as our insurance agent to do?
I love that question. So number one is to know your product. A lot of times when people just send the check in, they don't really take the time to understand what they're buying.
Yeah, they don't know what they have or what they don't have.
Right. So the worst time to find out is when you have a claim.
Sure.
And maybe it's not right. So what we do is we do some education up front. Every time a policy renews with us, we do that same education again. And we'll present options, and I always say to the customer, it's ultimately your decision, but what I want you to do is know that it's your decision. You're making this decision to have, you know, a really high deductible to save money or not. So it's about preparing the customer and managing that risk for them.
But does
them.
That put the pressure on you to ask the right questions or on us to ask you the right questions? Because, for instance, if I call you and I go, I don't know if I have the right coverage on my house for this or that, then you can tell me what you think. I've got to make the call, but you can tell me what you think works.
Yeah, so usually when we have that type of discussion, I'm also getting to know the person too, and I get an assessment or a gauge of what's their appetite for risk. So some people will just want to manage to a really low premium and take a high deductible, and they're happy with that. Others want us to take on more risk, which means that they would pay a bit higher premium. And those are usually the couple of levers that we talk about to influence the price. Of course, there are many others, but it just comes from knowing your customer
yeah.
to ask those questions to sort of know how to guide them in those conversations.
Yeah, and you gotta. I suppose there's no stupid questions. I always, you know, people go, well, I don't like asking questions because then they try to upsell me. My opinion would be, if you're my Allstate agent and I don't trust you, I ought to get a different agent.
Right.
Because you're kind of important in my life when the trouble comes.
Exactly. And like I said, that's where I try to soften it by saying, here's the information. Now, ultimately, it's your decision. You know, it's your decision to make. I don't know that that much upselling really occurs. I know in my office, we're trying to keep customers and match what they want from a coverage standpoint and their budget.
Yeah, it's not a trinket business.
Exactly.
It's like,
you
know, you got a car, you need to have coverage. You got a house, you need to have a coverage.
Exactly. Because they also call us when they have a claim, and that's our moment of truth. That's where we really shine. So I would never want to have that conversation that I saved them a few bucks on premium, but didn't do the right job on what they needed from coverage. I would never want that.
Yeah, and I'm an Allstate customer. I've been forever.
Thank you.
I like that part where you send me money when I don't run into things.
Okay,
that's
good.
A safe driver discount.
Yes, good job.
But one of the things that struck me is my daughter had an accident at one point, and the agent I had at the time really wasn't that helpful, and I moved to a different agent because of that. Because even though there's corporate levels all the way through Allstate that handle the various parts of a car accident, what you want to hear when you're stressed out is for you to say, these are the people we are going to need to talk to.
Right.
And if you don't get satisfaction from this person, I want you to call me.
Right.
And then I'll help guide you through the process as opposed to, I don't know, check the website.
Right.
And what I like about Allstate is I didn't get that when I came back.
And I think especially for younger drivers, anybody that has an accident, I don't care how long you've been driving, it's nerve-wracking. It's a bit traumatic for that point in your life. A younger driver, it just, goes that much further up in terms of anxiety. So that is truly when we really should be stepping in and sort of holding your hand along the way.
Part of the responsibility as an agent in a small business in not just the Western Burbs, but wherever, is giving back to the community.
Right.
So who do you want to introduce?
Well, I want to introduce Julie Yurko. She is the president and CEO of the Northern Illinois Food Bank, and we've been doing a lot of work with them, and I'll let her talk a bit about her organization.
Yeah, Julie, you supply food for whom?
Sure. We provide food to over 71,000 hungry neighbors across 13 counties every week. So we're going to do that through a food pantry, a soup kitchen, or a shelter. Anyone can come in and get the food that they and their family need. So that we make sure that they have enough food, full bellies for all kids, full bellies for our seniors, enough food so folks can live, grow, and thrive.
Where do the donations come from?
Donations come from all over. We are a charity that is run on the goodness of others. So Allstate comes and they volunteer with us and provided 40 agents provided hours of time sorting potatoes, packing backpacks for our kids. And then also for each agent, we got $1,000 from Allstate. So we can use those funds to help. We have over 30 trucks on the road. We have three big warehouses, one in Geneva, one out in Rockford, one out right by Great America. And we can use those funds to help run our operations, bring food in and out for our neighbors in need.
I think a lot of people think of, the not the homeless issue necessarily, but the hungry issue in Chicago is a Chicago issue. In the suburbs, there's a lot of poverty and there's a lot of people that need help, right?
Right.
Absolutely true. We know from a Brookings Institute study that from 2000 to 2010, the number of people living in poverty doubled here in the suburbs. We know that our neighbors, which are over 500,000 here in our suburbs that are going hungry, we know that they're working families. 77% of the families are working, but they aren't making enough money. 66% of them are making less than $30,000 a year, so they have to stretch their dollars. And so they don't have enough food to eat. They can't fill their cupboards and make sure that their kids have full bellies when they go to bed.
Mary, you brought up an initiative that she started as well, too, with the backpacks, as far as like stocking up the backpacks. So if you have people over and people start to bring a hostess gift or some sort of bottle of wine or something like that, this was a great idea. Bring some food or bring a backpack with food, and they can bring that in as well.
Right, right. So I think there were a bunch of backpacks that were donated, and there, like Julie said, there were about 40 of us that showed up and filled them with a weekend's worth of food for a bunch of kids, which was a great thing because they had heard that some were really sustaining themselves on the food that they get at school. So it served two purposes, and it was a great effort too. Exhausting. I was saying that to Julie, that it's not easy work, but it really is pretty fantastic.
So you get a sense of what Julie does every day. It's a lot harder than what you and I do.
Than sitting at a desk, absolutely.
Yeah, well, you're sitting here and me sitting and talking.
Yes, and we finished early. We were really aggressive about getting everything done right on the assembly line and improving things. And so we finished about a half hour and a half early, and they said, oh, we have 500 pounds of potatoes that we want you to tear down and pack into 5-pound bags.
Oh, so that's great.
That, too, was great. But, yeah, it's tough work. But it's the second you walk in the place, you begin to get busy with what your assignment is. It's such a great volunteer opportunity, whether you have an hour, a group of people, or just yourself heading over there to do
something. Well, that's an important point to make, and I'm glad you brought it up, Julie, because it's not just money. Money helps, obviously, if you can contribute. Food helps, but it's the volunteer hours that are a big deal as well.
Do you use a lot of schools for service? But what happens in the summer when you don't have that service with the kids helping out?
We ask people to come in 365 days a year. We need help. Hunger is a year-round issue, so we invite people to come in at all times. We get school groups. We get folks that come regularly every week for us. You know, hunger is a solvable issue. Hunger is a solvable issue.
Right.
Our neighbors are at risk of missing up to 70 million meals here in our suburbs every year. There's enough food. All it takes is people getting involved. So we just ask folks.
It's a redistribution, right? It's a redistribution of the food. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
80% of what we're given is donated food. It's going to go in the landfill. All we need is folks coming in and choosing to get involved, and we can turn that into nutritious, healthy meals for our neighbors. So we invite all of your listeners, please, solvehungertoday.org. You can volunteer with us, donate, just get involved and help us. This is a solvable issue. No one has to be hungry here.
Well said, Samber.
An important point that Julie keeps saying is that there are neighbors. I think sometimes we think hunger is like a dilapidated block that isn't in our neighborhood.
Yeah, it's other people.
It could be very well your neighbor that you see go to work every day and the kids go to school and they do homework and they're doing okay. And like they may not have enough food. So it could be right in your own backyard that you're helping.
And I think sometimes that's even more intense for those individuals because it's not as comfortable to say, I'm not able to meet my budget or, you know, provide food for my kids.
Well, that's an interesting point, too, Julie, because for folks that, you know, thinking from a dad's perspective, the last thing you want to do is not be able to provide for your family. But you don't want to wait to the point where you're truly desperate, right? You want to know the resource is there and step up and use the resource and take some pressure off yourself.
Absolutely. And we have more, again, 800 feeding sites, food pantries, soup kitchens, and shelters in every community across our 13 counties. So folks who need help, they can go to solvehungertoday.org. There's a Get Help button. You can click on it, and you will find a food pantry that will be able to provide you with beautiful fresh produce, with the meat you need, even some treats for the 4th of July holiday.
Sure.
Everything you need. It's right there for our neighbors. But it takes them. There is a courage in stepping up and saying, I need some help. And many of us are able to speak about other challenges we have in our life, but we might feel ashamed about the hunger. Do not be ashamed. Come and get the food you need. We have it for you.
Yeah, I would say the strongest thing you can do is admit that's little help that you need. That's not weakness. That's strength.
That's strength.
If you want to stick around for a second, your friend Mary here has a presentation we're going to do right after we take a break.
Wonderful. Right, thank you.
Stand by. And Mary, thank you for everything you're doing. If people want to get a hold of you at the agency, what do they do?
They call 630-369-0759. I have a fantastic staff. So they can help you if I'm not available, but ask for me. We pick up our phone all the time, every ring.
Yeah, you're never off duty.
Nope.
Yeah, how about that? Let's take a break and come back, and we'll do that in just a second on 720 WGN. Is there something you'd like me to say?
Traffic sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
We're not doing traffic this hour.
The Hour is sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Right. Mary's
very
off.
Generous.
It's a union thing.
Yeah.
Back with more in a moment on 720 WGN. There we go. Thought the band might have been off. 4th of July weekend. I hope everybody has plans with the people you love. Mary Gateshire? What do you prefer?
I'm good.
Let's get you a microphone that's actually on. We good now? Either one's fine?
Either one is fine.
All right.
Kind of my business name is Mary Gateshire, but most people know me as
just want to make sure we know
personally.
That. Yeah. And you have a big old check here.
I do indeed.
This is the golf check, the giant golf winner check.
Yes.
That you're presenting to whom again?
So it's going to the Northern Illinois Food Bank, and we are very proud to present them with this check. Hopefully in future years we'll keep adding zeros to it.
Yes.
We really love supporting and donating to the Northern Illinois Food Bank.
And it's a check for how much?
It's a check for $1,000.
All right. Well, please hand that over. And don't try to cash that at the bank. We'll get you the real one.
Thank you so much. The Northern Illinois Food Bank will be able to use this $1,000. We will turn this into $8,000 worth of groceries that we will get out to our hungry neighbors.
Really? How about, Art? How about a hand for everybody?
That's fantastic.
The Northern
Illinois
Food Bank.
That's
And for you. And happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. So kind of you to say.
Yeah, and are you celebrating other than being on the show?
This is my celebration today.
Ooh, wow.
Good answer, good answer.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's get her a balloon. There's some over here.
I don't get on air that often, well, so nice this is a highlight, believe me.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Thanks
Thank
for being
you very
here.
Much.
All right,
Thank
you guys, go take some pictures.